countdown for blastoff. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire. From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Street & Smith, publishers of astounding science fiction, presents
X minus one.
Tonight's story, Almost Human, by Robert Bloch. Have you heard of the new science called cybernetics? It concerns man's efforts to develop a perfect thinking machine, a robot electronic brain that will not only do man's work, but even do his thinking for him. A robot that is almost human.
No, it's not impossible at all. In fact, one day, something like this may happen. A tall, suave gentleman in a black raincoat will walk down the street until he reaches a shuttered, isolated house. And then he will slowly mount the front steps, push the doorbell.
Just a minute. I said just a minute. Hold your horses. What do you think you'd...
Good evening, my dear.
Duke, why did you come here?
Curiosity, darling. I've been thinking over what you told me at our chance meeting last week.
Duke, you promised me.
I decided to come and take a look for myself. Where is the professor?
In his study.
Where's Junior?
In the nursery.
The nursery? How quaint. And you, I take it, are Junior's nursemaid?
I help the professor.
Tell him he has a guest.
Ah, Duke, he's a nice old guy. Don't
tell him,
do it.
Darling.
All right.
Yes? What is it, Miss Williams?
Professor Blassman, a gentleman...
Here? I don't understand. I gave orders no one was to be admitted to the house.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?